This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Some of you have asked me to give you a breakdown of how exactly Sheikh Imran Hussein has committed kufr or disbelief with regards to Quran, Surah number 43, Ayah number 61. So in this video, I'm going to do that. Now, before we move on, let me just explain a few things to you so that you know exactly what's happening. And I'm going to show you some of his videos where he actually said what he said, which is blasphemous, and it's against the belief of the entire Sunni Muslim world of 1450 years. It's completely against that. Now, in 2021, there was a video that was uploaded on YouTube, which is named The Quran and the Return of the Messiah. If you go to hour number one, I think minute number six around there, you'll hear Sheikh Imran Hussein talking about Surah number 43, ayah number 61. Now that verse says, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِسَّاعَةٍ. It can also be recited as وَإِنَّهُ لَعَلَمٌ لِسَّاعَةٍ. Both of them are correct. Sheikh Imran Hussein, because of his eschatology, because of him thinking that, okay, fine, وَإِنَّهُ لَعَلَمٌ لِسَّاعَةٍ means that Isa alayhi salam is a sign of the last hour. Of course, he prefers that recitation, which is fine. There are two ways of genuinely reciting this verse. But what Sheikh Imran Hussein does, and this is where the blasphemy comes in, is that he denies La'ilmul Lisa'a is a genuine way of reciting the Quran. And he further claims that there was something dodgy done to the Quran when the diacritical marks were added to the Quran. His actual words are Dal me kuch kala hai, which means that something dodgy was done with the Quran. And listen to what he says.
So someone did some, Dal me kuch kala hai, someone did that with these diacritical marks. And this is wrong. The Quran does not have any mistake. All of these critics will come shouting from the mouth. Look at Imran Hussein, you see the Quran has mistakes in it. Tell these schoolboys go and get some rest. I'm not saying there's a mistake in the Quran. So don't tell lies against me. I'm saying that human beings, when they put in the diacritical marks, made a mistake here. Maybe it was done deliberately, maybe it was done accidentally.
Right, so you heard him say that human beings have put a mistake in the Quran, maybe deliberately or unintentionally, whatever the case is, but there is a mistake in 43:61. It's supposed to only be la'alamul lisa'a, and it's la'ilmul lisa'a. And the Sheikh's reason is because if you go with the translation of la'ilmul lisa'a, it means that Isa alayhi salam has the knowledge of the last hour. Now, the Sheikh's translation of the Quran is actually a big mistake. The Sheikh has misunderstood the verse, and I'm going to explain that to you in this video. Now, some of you said, that Sheikh later on privately said, when I made videos, now some of you are going to say to me that, why Sheikh, why are you bringing all of this up, here on the internet? Well, I went to visit the Sheikh in September 2021, and I asked him about this whole thing, and I said, look, how can you deny this when it's been recorded and it's been transmitted through mutawatir. Now, mutawatir means there are so many reports that have reached the Muslims about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran in this way that it is impossible to deny. That's what mutawatir means. So I said to the Sheikh, you'd be actually denying something which is mutawatir. And the Sheikh Sheikh said to me, yes, I am. And he told me that you've got a duty to tell the public about this if you believe that I'm wrong. And the Sheikh also said that he's going to reply to me publicly. So then I, made a couple of videos in September 2021 where I highlighted the entire issue, as I'm saying to you right now. And the reply that we got from some of his students was that Sheikh privately said that it is okay to recite the Quran in both ways. Well, if that was the case, then why is it that in May 2022, so we're talking about the current month here right now, he's in the UK, he's gone to Bradford, he was asked the same question about the same verse, and the Sheikh actually said what? He reinstated everything he said before. In fact, he went further and he put more words to show his denial of La'ilmul Lisa'a as being a genuine way of reciting the Quran. Now I'm going to explain all of it of how La'ilmul Lisa'a is actually correct. But let's look at this video. If you go to YouTube, just type in endgame eschatology deception and did Sheikh Imran commit kufr? Just type that in and you'll see this particular video coming up and see what the Sheikh says in particular here. So when he uses the word tashkil here, he means the diacritical marks of the Quran.
tashkil was put in by human beings. Right. If the tashkil was put in by human beings, is it protected by Allah? No, it's not protected by Allah. So if the tashkil are put in by human beings, is it possible that a human being can make a mistake? And is it possible that Shaitan can also put his future in between?
So this is again blasphemy over blasphemy. What the Sheikh has just said now in May 2022 in Bradford, recorded here, is human beings can make an error and it's not preserved by Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The whole of the Sunni Muslim world don't believe in this. Okay, so please, anyone who wants to take this video and say, look, Muslims are saying there's a mistake in the Quran. No, there is no single Muslim that believes there is a mistake in the Quran. It's just Sheikh Imran Hussein that has brought this up about this particular verse. Okay. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in Surah number 15, ayah number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. He said that he revealed the Quran and he's going to protect it. Sheikh Imran Hussein, with what you just heard here, is saying that the Quran was not protected from the moment the diacritical marks were inserted in the Quran. In fact, he went further and said that the shaitan can actually put something in there. Now this is a huge, huge, amount of disbelief and blasphemy that the Sheikh has said, and he needs to do tawbah from this. And all his followers are defending, who are defending on him on this, you're also committing kufr, because what you're saying is that the Quran wasn't preserved, and the Sheikh said, the same video, he says that every single copy has got this mistake.
Every single copy of the Quran that is written in the world today, I don't know if there are any exceptions. Every single Quran copy says today, وَإِنَّهُ الْعِلْمُ الْإِسْلَامِ. But surely he, Jesus, Nabi Isa, he is the knowledge of the hour. Is this an incorrect translation, anybody? Am I making any mistake, anybody?
Well, actually, the Sheikh is making a big mistake, because grammatically, if you know Arabic, okay, and I just can't believe how the Sheikh actually made this mistake. So grammatically, if Allah Azza wa Jal, if he had said, wa inna lahu ilma lisa'a, if Allah had said that, those words, it would mean that Isa alayhi salam has the knowledge of the hour. Or if Allah Azza wa Jal has said, wa inna ladayhi ilma lisa'a, that would mean that he has the knowledge of the hour. وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. There are many ways that Allah Azza wa Jalla could have said, words grammatically, which would mean that Isa alayhi salam has the knowledge of the hour. But he never said that. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِسَّاعَةِ, that he is لَعِلْمٌ, a knowledge of the hour. Now, when Allah Azza wa Jalla said that, what does that mean? Now, if you look linguistically, first you go to all the tafsirs. Look, none of the tafsirs have said that the ayah means Isa alayhi salam has the knowledge of the hour. None of the translations I know of have translated what Sheikh Imran has said. Now, I want all of you guys to deeply, digest what I'm saying. So nobody has actually made this mistake. He's made a profound mistake in understanding the verse, where he said that it would mean Isa alayhi salam has the knowledge of the hour. But that's not the case. So what does it mean? Well, if you go to the books of Islam, go to the tafsirs, I've just checked Tafsir Ibn Kathir, I've checked Tafsir Tabari. Imam Tabari rahimahullah says that unanimously, all the different, reports are unanimous, okay? And there's a consensus that وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمُ الْلِسَاءَ is a genuine report, okay, of multiple reports that we've received of the Quran, and it's part of the Quran, and it's a sound way of reciting the Quran. It's an authentic, 100% authentic way of reciting the Quran. Now, you go to any of the tafsirs, Ibn Kathir and many other tafsirs, all right? Imam Qurtubi's tafsir, you'll see that they say ilmun there means alama. It's a sign, okay? Ilmun, look at it, ayn, lam, mim, and alama. It's got ayn, lam, mim. They're both connected, because knowledge of something is also a sign of it. And it literally means when Isa alayhi salam will come back, he will be a sign to all of us that the hour is close. Look at all the tafsirs, that's what it means. Now, if you go to, linguistically, if you look at the lexicons and so on, this is Lisanul Arab, under the word ilmun, you can see that he's clearly put alama. All right, ilmun means alama, and he's quoted the verse, okay? And I've got other books, okay? I've got this book of Kalimatul Quran, where again, here I'm not going to turn to the page, the video is going to get long, but again, anyway, there's a breakdown of the entire verse of what it means, and they clearly say that it means alama, it means a sign. So firstly, the Shaykh has misunderstood the verse. Then what the Shaykh does is he goes further and he tries to say that, you know, because according to him it's a mistake, it has a wrong meaning, therefore somebody must have tampered with the Quran. Na'udhu billah. Again, we seek Allah's protection from this. And none of the Muslim, I mean, I don't know of a single Muslim in the history of Islam that has actually said what the Shaykh has said. The Shaykh has made a mistake that is a huge mistake. And you know, there's nothing, you know, more to say to this. So anyway, look, linguistically the Shaykh is wrong. And then let's come to the preservation of the Quran. What is the Shaykh actually doing when he says he doesn't deny the Quran? Well, the Shaykh is playing a very sort of, you know, I'd say, he's again saying something which would be incorrect from the perspective of scholarship, okay? So let's now discuss of how the Quran was preserved. In Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, you know, Jibreel alayhi salam came down and he recited the Quran to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the Sahaba the Quran, how the Quran was recited. The Sahaba wrote it down. Yes, there were no diacritical marks put in at that time. There were not even any dots put in at that time. We all know this. We all accept this. Okay. However, the Quran at that moment in 4361 had lam, ayn, lam, mim. Wa innahu la'ilmun wa innahu la'alamun. Now, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite it? According to the reports that we've got, he recited it both ways. There are sahaba that reported it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam both ways. In fact, the more reports we get about this verse is actually wa innahu la'ilmun lisa'a. We get more reports of that by the time they got to, you know, preserving the Quran in the time of, you know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time, in the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu's time. It was still the, like, 9 out of 10 reports were saying la'ilmul lisa'a, and 1 out of 10 reports were saying la'alamul lisa'a. Again, we're saying both of them are correct, but what Shaykh Imran Hussain is saying is that the preservation of the Quran was there up until the diacritical marks were put in. Now, according to Shaykh Imran Hussain, it would mean that the diacritical marks were placed in, somebody made a mistake, according to him. I'm not saying this is the case, but according to him, somebody made a mistake and they put la'ilmul lisa'a. Now, let's just go back to that time, okay? Whenever those diacritical marks were put in. Are we saying that hundreds and thousands of scholars and huffaz, people who have memorized the Quran in Medina, in Mecca, in Yemen, in Basra, in Egypt, in Syria, in Sham, in all of these countries, okay, none of them ever picked up, oh my God, now the Quran is being circulated with these diacritical marks and there's a mistake there. So we have not a single report in the entire history of Islam regarding this. If Imran Hussain is correct in what he's saying, that it would mean Isa alayhi salam has the knowledge of the hour, don't you think any scholar in the history of Islam of 1400 years would have picked that up? So we're saying that, you know, the likes of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, the likes of, you know, Imam Ghazali, the likes of every great scholar, Imam Suyuti and so on, so Imam, you know, so as many Imams as you can put, you know, put forth, none of them found ever a problem with this verse. The only person in the history of Islam is Shaykh Imran Hussain, who says it is incorrect to recite it. Wa innahu la'ilmul lisa'a. Now, it's not that he's just, you know, said this once and, you know, he's just forgot about it. No, he's consolidated and he's added on, na'udhu billah, that the shaitan can, you know, insert something. You've just heard it on the video, right? How do you actually say that, which is so blasphemous? I mean, what are you trying to say is that Allah Azza wa Jalla hasn't preserved the Quran at the time when, you know, the diacritical marks were placed in and no scholar actually picked it up and no one ever reported it and the whole ummah has been reciting this verse incorrect, na'udhu billah, for 1400 years and the only person that came up with the correct view was, you know, Shaykh Imran Hussain. I mean, how is that even possible? How can you boys and girls who are following Shaykh Imran Hussain, how can you defend him on this? Now, what's the implication of this? The implication of this is that he needs to do tawbah, he needs to repent, he needs to actually say that he's made it, you know, he's got a misunderstanding of the verse. I've showed you, I've told you linguistically, you know, he's looked at the verse wrong. Even anyone who understands Arabic would know that he's made a mistake in his understanding of the Quran. And look, some of you are saying that, look, what about all the good things that he's done and so on? How can you now say that he's done kufr? Look, when I said kufr, I want to make it clear. I've never, ever in my life, ever gone down this pathway of saying so-and-so has committed kufr. I've never done that. The first person I've said that about is Sheikh Imran Hussein. The reason why I said that is because not only the mistake he made, but to differentiate and say that the original Quran is here, which is before the diacritical marks, and the Quran after the diacritical marks is something different, and there can be mistakes in there. You know what that does? That opens a massive door for any Tom, Dick, and Harry to come along and say, my understanding of this verse is that it should have been read this way, but you know what? There must have been a mistake with the diacritical marks. And the biggest misunderstanding that they've made, including Sheikh Imran Hussein, is that, do you know that every single diacritical mark that was placed there was in conformity with 100% of what the Quran originally said? So let's spell it out in different words. What Sheikh Imran Hussein is saying is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never recited wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a. His claim is that none of the Sahaba recited wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a. His claim therefore is that Jibreel alayhi salam never revealed wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a. His claim therefore is that Allah Azza wa Jal never revealed wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a. And that's where the kufr is. The denial is that Shaykh Imran Hussein is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, neither he, nor Jibreel alayhi salam, nor Allah, nor the Sahaba, nor the Muslims after that, nobody ever said or recited wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a, and this thing just crept in. Now, if you're going to believe in that, then that is kufr. And I've explained to you, I've given you clear cut where the kufr is. And all the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or the entire Sunni Muslim world, their belief is, if anyone denies a piece of the Quran, a small part of the Quran, then you have denied the entire Quran. Okay? You can deny one small piece. Now again, some of you are going to say, well, you know, this diacritical mark wasn't there, so how do you know what it was? Look, these marks, okay, diacritical marks, and the dots, they were pronounced before they were even written. So let's go back to the time when there were no diacritical marks. Okay, let's go back to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that time, you know, are we saying that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay, we know he pronounced it and they wrote just the letters and not the dots or the diacritical marks? We know that for 100%. In the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, they never wrote it with the dots or the diacritical marks because the Arabs never needed it. We all know this. Now, are we saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a? According to reports that we've got, 100% yaqeen and conviction, iman and faith and belief, the entire ummah said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a. The Sahaba, many Sahaba reported it. Go to Tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani, go to Tabari's Tafsir, you will find number of Sahaba names are there that reported both ways of reciting this verse. Okay, so those reports came through the Sahaba to other Muslims, the Tabi'een, and then they came to others. And finally, when the diacritical marks were added on for the non-Arabs, okay, they already heard wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a wa innahu la alamun lisa'a. They heard both of them. Now, why did they put wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a? Because, like I said to you, 9 out of 10 reports were wa innahu la ilmun lisa'a, and that's why they kept that, which is the closest to the lugha of Quraysh, closest to the dialect of the Quraishi people. Now, some of you are going to say, well, still, you know, what do these marks represent? Why are they in the Quran? Because if you look in the same video, you know, Imam Hussein again very slyly says that anyone who believes that the, you know, he makes his claim, anyone who believes that the diacritical marks are part of the Quran, these are his words, they're a jackass. That's what he says in that video. Okay, so again, what he's trying to do is he's trying to make Muslims believe that there is a massive distinction between the original Quran and the diacritical marks. What we are saying is they're one. Because to say la ilmun, though the diacritical marks weren't there in the Prophet's time, when they were added on, you know what? When the diacritical marks, you know, were added on for the non-Arabs, when they were added on, they were in exact conformity of all the reports that we got from our Prophet ﷺ, that he said la ilmun, la, and they put the fatha there, ri, they put the kasra there, they put the sukun on top of the lam or something, and the dhammatain on top of the meme. They put that because of the reports. Not because of somebody sitting there and trying to just say, well, what do you think this, you know, how do you think this should be reported? Now, last thing, or how do you think this should be written? Last thing I'm going to say is that if Sheikh Imran Hussein has made such a massive blunder in understanding this verse, what it actually means, grammatically he's made a mistake, linguistically he's made a mistake, because grammatically it doesn't make sense of what translation he made. Linguistically, he made a blunder. Go to the lexicons of the Arabic language. They don't conform to the Shaykh. Go to all the tafsirs of 1400 years. None of it conforms to the Shaykh. Go to the translations of the Quran. None of it conforms to what the Shaykh actually said about the translation of that verse, of what he thought it means. If that is the case, then how do you listen to the Shaykh? This is my big question. How many other blunders has he made in his interpretation of the Quran and Sunnah? May Allah forgive us, may Allah protect us, and hopefully, you know, through this video, a lot of you followers can see where the kufr is, and you can, you know, back off from this. Please don't defend Shaykh Imran Hussain on this particular, you know, belief of his. A lot of you can see where the mistake is. Hope it's all clear, and hopefully Shaykh Imran himself does tawbah, and nobody else claims such a blasphemous thing that the diacritical marks are something that, you know, have been added or have been tampered with, or that, na'udhubillah, like the Shaykh said, the shaitan could have inserted something, na'udhubillah. We don't believe in any of that. Anyway, jazakumullah khair, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.